We'll take a time out. We'll be right back with some more fun in the 9 o'clock hour on the morning show here at WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report, the New Hampshire primary.
Thank you for the love, New Hampshire. We're going home to South Carolina.
Nikki Haley vowing to continue on in the race for the Republican presidential nomination despite the results of last night's contest. She got a little more than 43% of the vote to Donald Trump's 54+. CBS's Robert Costa.
Based on my conversations last night with top Haley allies, they're going to spend the coming days trying to figure out, is the money there? Is the momentum there? Meeting with donors, meeting with campaign officials in these further voting states, not only in South Carolina, but on Super Tuesday in early March.
Donald Trump's take.
I said, wow, she's doing like a speech like she won. She didn't win. She lost.
Biden campaign officials agree. Mr. Trump's all but locked up the nomination. They're shifting gears in anticipation of a two-man race. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is making over-the-counter contraceptives free to people in Wisconsin getting public health insurance.
Today I'm announcing I'm directing the Department of Health Services to issue a standing order for Badger Care Plus to serve as the prescription to over-the-counter, to cover over-the-counter contraception, including emergency contraception.
Evers also used his State of the State speech last night to call for paid family leave and more help for public education and the child care industry. Warmer weather is melting ice on lakes and rivers across Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources recommends contacting your local fishing clubs, bait shops, or outfitters before thinking of going out on the ice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We're well onto our way into 2024, and many people have weight goals as a New Year's resolution. Madeline Ostrich, MD with Aspirus, reminds people that weight loss or gain is not always a linear process. It's helpful to make small positive changes to improve your overall health.
A food tracking app, just so they're more educated on what, you know, say the calorie count is for a typical meal they have.
Being consistent with your exercise is key to sticking to your goals.
At least 30 minutes a day to moderate intensity exercise 5 days a week for a total of 150 minutes of exercise per week.
Dr. Ostrich says it's important to go easy on yourself. She said don't hesitate to reach out to your healthcare provider. They can offer insights, answer questions, and give you support on your journey. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Bucks searching for a new head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are conducting interviews after firing their head coach, Adrian Griffin, yesterday, just halfway into the regular season. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski broke the story.
An agonizing decision for this Milwaukee organization. They were very fond of Adrian Griffin. They gave him his first head coaching opportunity, and they made a decision to make the change. They told Adrian Griffin that he's out.
Veteran NBA coach Doc Rivers said to be a leading candidate. The 62-year-old Rivers fired by the 76ers last May. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 61-59 win over the Gophers in Minnesota. Tyler Wall with 16 points, including a pair of free throws with just 5 seconds left, says they needed to be a little more consistent.
I think we started out the game sticking to the game plan pretty well. Not necessarily sloppy, but we didn't have urgency that we needed to on the three-point shooters. But we talked about it in a few of the timeouts, got it straightened out, and at that point it was kind of a dogfight.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You It is going to be cloudy and dreary with patchy fog and a little off and on freezing drizzle possible again today. Our high right around 34 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, more freezing drizzle, a few scattered light showers. Our low 31. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of light rain and a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. Happy hump day to everyone out there.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Got some fun stuff coming up this hour. We're going to get into in a little bit this great article Melissa came across from UW. Knowing what dogs like to watch could help veterinarians. We're going to get into that.
Really?
Looking forward to it.
Fascinating, yeah.
Want to touch on that one. Of course, we'll cover cats as well. We've got cats in there.
Cats and dogs.
It sounds like Melissa even did some research with her research assistant, Kevin. So that's fantastic.
He's such a great research assistant.
Yes, like most cats would be. Yes.
Yeah, he's probably as good as an assistant as my fur brother Sam is. But we kick off talking a little entertainment. And of course, the Oscar nominations were announced yesterday. And we've got to talk about it. Certainly, we'll get into the nods. Let's go ahead and start there. Let's get into the actual nominations.
All right.
We're not going to go through every single category, of course, but Best Picture, American Fiction, and Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest, all nominated for Best Picture.
Okay.
Best Animated Film, The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nemana, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Best Director, Justine Triet for Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Supporting, we're going to go through those categories, and that'll wrap it up for us. Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, Maestro, Colman Domingo for Rustin, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. Mm. Best Actress, Annette Bening for Naiad, Lily Gladstone for The Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall, Casey Mulligan for Maestro, and Emma Stone for Poor Things. Best Supporting Actor, Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction, Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling for Barbie, and Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. And finally, for Best Supporting Actress, Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Daniela Brooks for The Color Purple, America Ferrera for Barbie, Jodie Foster for Naiad, and Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
Mm.
Those are your list. That's your list of these 2024 Oscar nominees of the I would call the major categories. All of the categories are important. I'm not making light of any of them.
Right.
Just the big ones, and we only have so much time on the show.
Exactly. you cut out the sound. Best sound design. How dare you?
So Barbie was nominated for Best Picture, but director Greta Gerwig and star Margot Robbie were snubbed. However, Ryan Gosling did get nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Now they do note that America Ferrera was nominated for Best Supporting Actress. So they did recognize one woman from the movie. Barbie got 8 nominations in total. Oppenheimer led the pack with 13. Poor Things followed with 11, and Killers of the Flower Moon came in with 10. Those include a Best Actress nod for Lily Gladstone, who is now the first Native American with an acting nomination.
That's cool.
And a big congratulations to her for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Also, Martin Scorsese now holds the record for the most Best Director nominations for a living person. Steven Spielberg is second with 9, but they're both behind the late William Wyler, who had 12.
Woo.
He did Worthing Heights, Roman Holiday, Ben-Hur.
Great director. Oh, man. One of the best.
When you talk about great directors, I think the list almost has to start with William.
Yeah.
Just in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you.
In what's widely been considered another snub, Leonardo DiCaprio did not get nominated for his turn in Killers of the Flower Moon. And The Color Purple only got 1 nomination, Best Supporting Actress, for Daniela Brooks. Movies that got shut out completely were Saltburn, Air, All of Us Strangers, Priscilla, Origin, Wonka, Asteroid City, and the Iron Claw. All were very, very highly loved by critics.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were apparently supposed to be nominated. A lot of people thought that they for sure were going to be.
Right.
First-time nominees include the great Lily Gladstone, American Ferrera, Divine Joy Randolph, Jeffrey Wright, Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt, and Sterling K. Brown. and Godzilla.
What?
Godzilla what? Minus One, a Japanese Godzilla movie that became a huge international hit, is up for Best Visual Effects, making it the first nomination ever for a Godzilla flick.
All right, finally. Finally, Godzilla getting his due.
A lot of people, you know, look at, you know, some actors who have been shut out for many years. Martin Scorsese, up until his Oscar for The Departed, was one of these.
Right.
Godzilla really is the top of that list of, you know, performers who have never gotten their due.
1958. He's been around since 1958, man.
70-year drought, people.
I'm telling you.
70 years. Suzanne Lucci ain't got that.
No.
The Oscars will air Sunday, March 10th on ABC. Jimmy Kimmel will be the host for that one.
Oh, okay.
Now that we got that out of the way, let me get
I hit it.
Where did my soapbox go?
Way to go, Seth. Where did nice job.
I
it doesn't
right
matter.
Here. Okay, yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He's just going to go in.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Just do it anyway.
to defeat Melissa's voice.
Doesn't matter. Life is an endless circle.
Survive it anyway.
Melissa, late nod to for Best Supporting Actress, Melissa Kay. extremely well done.
On a morning radio show, yes.
So by now, most people have heard the snub to Greta and to Margaret.
It's shocking.
It's you know what's sad to
is
me?
Is it, though?
No,
is it
it's
shocking?
Not. Yes, that's the sad part to me.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I understand why you say it's shocking.
Yeah, it seems that
I understand
way, yeah.
why, but but we all three of us understand that it's not. And that's that is the part that's so disappointing about this.
It is.
I had I don't say like a real bet, but one of my favorite teachers, a guy that was my first teacher, Brian, him and I had a kind of loose bet about this.
Friendly bet, yeah.
Because I didn't believe Margaret Robbie was going to get nominated, and he didn't believe Greta was. And we're both like, okay, well, one of us will be wrong. We were both right. And,
wow.
And we've never been more unhappy to be right. Mm-hmm. It's insulting. It's literally insulting it's not just to Greta and Margaret, because, especially, and I did not see the Barbie movie, but I understand female empowerment. I was raised by a feminist. And one of the things, and I understand it as far as I can understand it, I mm-hmm. should say.
Right.
The thing that stands out so bad about this to me is this movie, one of the intentions of it is to inspire young women. Mm-hmm. To create female empowerment, to show the strength of women coming together in all these things. There are women that vote for this. There are women on this board. There are women that and they didn't vote either for this. So it's an insult there too.
Yeah,
it isn't as if it's just a bunch of old white men making these votes. I vote on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the people. I mean, there's many people that all around that vote on these things. And I know who I voted for. I know I voted for her. Mm-hmm. I voted for her for best director. I thought she should win the award, let alone be nominated.
There was a woman director. Weren't there women on the writing team? Like there were a lot of women involved in that movie, and a guy gets nominated.
Hollywood years ago expanded the Best Picture category in order to kind of include like movies like Transformers and stuff like that. They were never going to win Best Picture, but their feeling was, oh, well, fans of the movie will watch the Oscars. That hasn't worked out.
No.
But that's why they expanded the list. And then they include movies like Barbie in there, in part because I whether they realize it or not, the only way we still get paid ridiculous amounts of money to do this for a living, to play make-believe for a living, is by people coming to the movies. People came out in droves to see Barbie. It was literally a record-breaking movie.
Yeah.
You nominate these people not only for the skill set, not only for what they did, but for basically helping save the movie industry. Ask every movie theater owner in the world, maybe not here in Rapids, but every other movie theater owner in the world, ask them how thankful they are for the Barbie movie.
Absolutely.
You know?
They needed it badly.
And a credit to Ryan Gosling. Melissa, I'd like to get your thoughts on this, but I just want to read what Ryan Gosling had here just real quick, because I think it was very noteworthy. Quote, I am extremely honored to be nominated by my colleagues alongside such remarkable artists in this year, so many great films. And never thought I'd be saying this, but I'm also incredibly honored and proud that it's for portraying a plastic doll named Ken. But there is no Ken without Barbie. There is no Barbie without Greta Gerwig and Margaret Robbie, the two people most responsible for this history-making, globally celebrated film. No recognition would be possible for anyone on the film without their talent, grit, and genius. To say that I'm disappointed that they are not nominated in their respective categories would be an understatement. Against all odds, with nothing but a couple of soulless, scanty clad, and thankfully crotchless dolls, they made us laugh, they broke our hearts, they pushed the culture, and they made history. Their work should be recognized along with the other very deserving nominees. Having said that, I am also happy for American Fiara and the other incredible artists who contributed their talents to making this such a groundbreaking film, Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
I've always liked him.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about my respect for him until now, and I got quite a bit of respect for that man and what he did there.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. I personally haven't seen the movie. But I'm glad that that's the way he went with this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was the right response.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. And I'd say it was a very, diplomatic response too.
Yep.
I mean, he was smart about it. He didn't just like rage on Twitter or something about it, but he made his point. It's like, yeah, it's great. I appreciate everyone saying I was good in it, but what about the people who like really made it happen? You know, it makes more sense that they had something to recognize them for. Yeah.
And it's very noteworthy that he said there is no Ken without Barbie.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm.
There's so many people in the industry that live in bubbles, and I don't think that they realize that they keep doing this. This has a shelf life. Mm-hmm. The ratings for the Oscars have gone down in recent years, mm-hmm. and they were never the greatest. Since the Billy Crystal days, they haven't been that great.
That's right.
And this is not how many people are already saying that they are going to be protesting the Oscars, not watching the Oscars because of this. There's already a rise of that, and there's going to be more of it. You're just losing people left and right from the stupidest, most self-inflicted reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. And as somebody, Look, I love this industry. I love acting. I love creating. It's one of my biggest passions in the universe. And even I am getting to a point where, you know, I can always act in community theater. I can always do that. I can always still do those things. I don't have to be working for Hollywood. I don't have to work for these studios. A 7-year-old me would be dumbfounded by that.
Mm.
But that's where I've gotten with this, where it's the politics of it and the smacking of the faith, the insult of it and everything. It's getting more and more to the point of, well, I can make a living doing a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It is disappointing for me. I really am. I'm very surprised. Very surprised.
I do want to take note to the nominees, though, that the first-time nominees and how cool that is, and to see so many of them. And I do want to make a note of Robert Downey Jr., who proves that we still do have bona fide great Hollywood actors.
We do.
Those great Cary Grant, Humphrey Bogart-type actors, those leading men. And I'm not saying just men. There are other women. There are women that are of that category as well. Helen Mirren, Jodie Foster, Diane Lane.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. But I don't believe that we have a lot of male actors like this anymore. That do this kind of work,
mm-hmm.
that take it this seriously, that get this passionate about it. I'm telling you, you watch Oppenheimer, and you're not even going to you're barely going to recognize it's even him.
Yep,
it's such an incredible performance. It's the more I watch it, and the more I think about it, the more I have no problem saying it's his best work.
That's great.
Far and away. I can't guarantee anything when it comes to award shows. But I will put my name on this. I believe he is going to win Best Supporting Actor. Mm. I think that that's a given. I think it's almost a given, at least. And it's not an insult to anybody else in that category.
No.
A lot of great nominees. It's a good list this year with the Best Supporting Actors for female and men. But that's a good one. And Cillian Murphy's taking home that Oscar.
Boy.
I can't think of... Paul Giamatti might steal it, but I think it's going to Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's take a look at this wonderful article that Melissa sent over to us. And this is a bit of a reach, but it's still entertainment. It's just entertainment for dogs.
Yes.
Knowing what dogs like to watch could help veterinarians assess their vision.
Hmm.
It's a wonderful article, and it comes to us from our good friends at UW Extension. Who join us all the time. They'll be joining Matt Lippert will be joining us this week from UW Extension. It's a great article. Melissa, how did you come across this?
It was in my email.
Love it.
Fantastic. Love it. Great deep dive there. Great, great. Did you get a chance to read the entire article? Or?
No, I didn't, and I can't even find it right now.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. That's why I asked, because I didn't want to put you on. So, Melissa, what were your takeaways from the article? I didn't want to put you on the spot. So,
I saw Dog TV, and I sent it to James.
Yep. And this is a play on something that we've joked about before, the three of us, I think, actually. Mm-hmm. I know Melissa and I have, about dog radio. Why did they create radio for dogs?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's a market. It's untapped. But this is actually a really cool article that talks about this, and it comes to us right here from our own state, from the University of Madison School of Veterinary Medicine, one of the greatest in the country. Mm-hmm. It provided some answers about dogs, and you know, ever wonder what kind of TV shows your dog might like or what they're watching? But the study was more interested in solving a longstanding problem in veterinary medicine that turning canine companions into couch potatoes.
Oh, really? Wow.
According to Freya Mawat, a veterinary orthopologist and professor in the School of Veterinary Medicine's Department of Surgical Sciences, researchers wanted to determine factors including age and vision and the influence a dog's interest in interacting with video content. Ultimately, the goal of the study, which launched 2 years ago, was to support development of more sensitive ways to assess canine vision, something that has been sorely lacking in veterinary medicine.
Wow, yeah.
Published recently in the Journal of Applied Animal Behavior Sciences, the study found that dogs are most engaged when watching videos that feature other animals.
Makes sense.
Content featuring other dogs was the most popular, but if a National Geographic documentary about canine evolution seems too highbrow, Scooby-Doo works too.
It's all about representation, man.
Even for animals.
And they found that even animated animals worked.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's fascinating.
Your Disney show.
Shaped like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Wow. Clues.
Yeah. Moat received 1,600 responses from dog owners across the world when she asked for input on this survey, and it included the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and the European Union and Australia's. And of those responses, 1,246 ultimately completed the study. The following are some of the interesting highlights. Age and vision were related to how much a dog interacted with a screen. The younger they were, the more they interacted. The older they were, the less they cared. Sporting and herding dog breeds appear to watch all content more than other breeds.
Okay. They're watchers.
That's part of their breeding. That's
exactly.
Video content featuring animals was the most popular, with other dogs being by far the most engaging subjects to watch. Even for other animals.
Wow.
Even other animals liked watching dogs.
Dogs are just so popular with everybody. That's amazing.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Humans do not appear to be very appealing for dogs to watch. Humans ranked 9th out of 17 predetermined categories.
Oh, my gosh.
Funny. That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
That's got to be the funniest part of this. Oh. That's got to be hilarious.
But that makes owners feel a little bit better, too. You are their favorite person. Nobody can replace you. Not even anybody that's, on TV.
Man, she's too smart for it, but if Melissa ever got into politics, oh, wow.
Yeah, she's smart for it. I like that.
The way that she... that was well done, Melissa. Very nicely done. And cartoons were engaging for more than 10% of dogs.
How about that?
That's pretty interesting.
That's fascinating. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Movement on the screen was a strong motivator for screen attention. Mm. So if it is like I remember I talked about this before back when we had when the rise of Dish TV and a lot of that then and they were trying to fill the Dish TV with channels. They didn't have channels. So they had Dog TV for a while. And my ex and I got, it was one of those free channels. So we had it on and it like half the time it was just like a bouncing ball. Like, things like that. And our dog, Gonzo, wasn't too interested in it, didn't really care too much about it. But I think it was because they didn't have the research, really, to back to go along with the channel.
Right.
Needed to be a dog.
They need to be a dog playing with a ball. Yeah, then they might be more interested in it. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
It's fascinating.
Encourage you to check out this and plenty of more topics with our friends at the University of Wisconsin-Madison on Wisconsin. News.wisc.edu is the website. You can check it out. News.wisc.edu. Go ahead and check that out.
Get a little science in your life.
Science!
Science!
Continuing our science, we can't talk about dogs and not cats. Melissa was nice enough to send that to me. I sent to her something I came across on YouTube, 24/7 cat TV for cats. Forest Friends in Winter Wonderland. It's in 4K, mind you.
Ooh, very clear. Wow. Very nice.
Because that really mattered to me.
Yeah. Real quick, one thing that I thought was very unique and interesting about this, this really is built for cats. The sound on it is up. Because cats like the noises and the clicks and whistles and everything like that that nature makes. So while they're paying attention, like right now, it's 24/7. It's always going.
Yep.
And right now, it's a winter wonderland. There are birds, beautiful birds, picking at seeds right now.
Yep, jumping on the ground and
The volume of it is incredibly loud of those noises and everything. Melissa, what did Kevin think of this?
Well, Kevin had an interesting day yesterday. I'm pretty sure he slept for about 23 and a half hours. I was actually a little worried about him. He was asleep when I got up in the other bedroom on the bed, and he didn't come out here until like after 7. And then he just jumped up on this little thing I have behind me and continued to sleep. So when I opened this up, He lifted his head up, and he had his mouth open for a second.
Oh.
And he listened. He couldn't see it because it was on, you know, on the desk. But it's like he paused mid-yawn for a moment.
What is this?
And listened.
Okay.
And then he continued his yawn and turned over and went back to sleep.
His interest was peaked for a minute. And then,
Just a second. But when he's active and he's up and he's moving, if we're watching something on YouTube, which is often what we're watching now when we do watch TV, watch the TV, I should say, any bird sounds he responds to, he'll for them.
Interesting.
Very cool.
Yeah, interesting. I think they got the right idea with that YouTube video.
Nice.
But just yesterday, there really wasn't too much that was an interesting.
Yeah,
except sleep, apparently.
Yeah.
Man, that is the life. That is a good life right there.
I was completely jealous.
Yeah,
I'm a little worried, but he seems fine today.
He's fine. He was just worn out.
We're glad Kevin's all right and just well rested. That's very good to hear. If you're curious about finding this out and see how your furry friend would like it, check out 24/7 Cat TV on YouTube. You can go ahead and just type that in your search bar. And of course, we use this as a segue to remind you that tomorrow in this time slot, we will be joined by Madison Rafter from the Southwood County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week.
Indeed.
Right. Find out more about that tomorrow and find out ways that you can help out at swchs.com. Be sure to check them out at their website.
Wasn't she getting another animal for her menagerie? Maybe I have to ask her about that.
As she was leaving last week, walking out, she was telling us about this.
She was
going to be I'm curious to know how that story ended, if she did adopt another animal or not. That'll be funny to find out. But
She's great.
We'll find out together tomorrow. Be sure to join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I did want to touch on, before we go to our news break, just a couple of quick notes here that I'm seeing in breaking news around the state of Wisconsin. As our caller told us earlier and broke the news, the Packers have fired defensive coordinator Joe Barry after 3 seasons. And news right after that, out of Milwaukee, the Brewers filled a big hole at a good price with Rhys Hoskins, the former Philadelphia.
I was wondering if he was going to go there. Yep. Ooh, that's a good right-handed bat.
They got him on a 2-year deal. He can leave after the first, but they're talking about already a possibility of an extension there. So that's a nice fit.
Low
for
risk,
them.
High reward.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to break. We'll take a look at our state and local news, and we'll come back and get into some fun we've got coming up for you. 10 more predictions about 2024 from 100 years ago.
100 years ago.
We'll find out about that.
2000.
Nice. We'll be back with more after this.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are resisting Governor Evers' calls for new state initiatives. They say they want to return the state's $4 billion surplus to taxpayers.
We stand for limited government, low taxes, safe communities, and a strong economy. A strong surplus is an opportunity to advance those goals.
State Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu delivered the GOP response to Governor Evers' State of the State speech last night. When President Biden visits Wisconsin tomorrow, he'll talk up $1 billion in federal funding to replace the aging Blatnik Bridge between Duluth and Superior. Billions of dollars worth of freight moves over the bridge each year, making it one of Wisconsin's most important pieces of infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The ARPANX track building crew is meeting today at Candy Cane Park. They'll be assessing the snow situation and working on the tracks. The lack of snow has some concerned, but the vintage snowcross races will go ahead on February 3rd in ARPAN. There will be great food, cold beer, hot chocolate, and amazing racers and fans. The track may be a lot smaller than previous years, but that will make the race more exciting. You're encouraged to wear your old and vintage snowmobile gear on race day. Rock your gear and you can enter to win the most interesting contest. St. Bronislava Holy Name Society is holding their all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Sunday, February 4th from 8:30 to noon. You'll be served by the St. Bron's Boy Scout Troop 201 and the men of the Holy Name Society will do the cooking. It's just $10 for adults ages 13 and up, $4 for ages 5 to 12, and ages 4 and under are free. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks searching for a new head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are conducting interviews after firing their head coach, Adrian Griffin, yesterday, just halfway into the regular season. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski broke the story.
An agonizing decision for this Milwaukee organization. They were very fond of Adrian Griffin. They gave him his first head coaching opportunity, and they made a decision to make the change. They told Adrian Griffin that he's out.
Veteran NBA coach Doc Rivers said to be a leading candidate. The 62-year-old Rivers fired by the 76ers last May. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 61-59 win over the Gophers in Minnesota. Tyler Wall with 16 points, including a pair of free throws with just 5 seconds left, says they needed to be a little more consistent.
I think we started out the game sticking to the game plan pretty well. Not necessarily sloppy, but we didn't have urgency that we needed to on the three-point shooters. But we talked about it in a few of the timeouts, got it straightened out, and at that point it was kind of a dogfight.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It is going to be cloudy and dreary with patchy fog and a little off and on freezing drizzle possible again today. Our high right around 34 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, more freezing drizzle, a few scattered light showers. Our low 31. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of light rain and a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Little Beatles to play us in. How many people would have predicted that the Beatles music would still be played, still be relevant all these many decades later?
Wow. It's impressive. It is impressive, I gotta say.
And we're talking predictions now. Earlier this month, there was a list of predictions of 2024 made 100 years ago in 1924. We went over that list a bit. Well, now more of them are making the rounds, have surfaced, and here are 10 more things people thought we'd see by now. Let's have some fun with this list. And let's get the audience involved. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. We're going to go through this list. As we're doing so, I want to hear from you some things that you thought maybe would have been in play by now or would have been a thing by now.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun with this. Like, beds would launch kids up and onto their feet in the morning.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Then a flying bus would pick them up and get them to school in 2 minutes flat.
They just described every episode of the Jetsons.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Yep. This is extra funny and extra not funny locally here this morning. I was distracted because I've never seen our roundabout more busy trying to get kids to Rams.
There was a train that kind of blocked everything up this morning. Yeah, I was in that mess, unfortunately. But, yeah, so I mean, when we got there, Rona's like, oh, I'm late. I'm like, everybody's late, dude. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you're right. Don't worry about it.
You're not the only one.
No.
I would have thought by the time you guys got there, like, yes. The day's almost over. Like, it's lunchtime almost. Our legs wouldn't work anymore. By 2024, the muscles in our legs would have atrophied from never being used, all thanks to the invention of cars. These darn cars are going to keep us from walking.
Boy, that's a fascinating idea. It's Wall-E. It's the whole plot of the movie Wall-E.
That is got to be one of the most far-fetched things I've ever heard. Like 100 years, I understand that's a lot of time.
Okay,
but enough for us to evolve completely the other way. Yeah. Like that
seems a little weird. Yeah, in only 100 years, it's like, you know, we do this all the time, especially with new technology. Humanity has to deal with it somehow, okay?
Yeah. Your prediction.
So, like, okay, let's use a contemporary thing, AI, okay? Mm-hmm. So you know, there's we've heard a lot about the two schools of thought, okay? Like the doomsayers or whatever they're called, you know, that, oh, no, we got to be careful because AI will take everything over. Mm-hmm. And then they've got the other ones that say, yes, and it'll be great. Kind of thing. And
right,
it's like,
right.
And it's going to be like, no, it's probably going to be somewhere in the middle, you know, just like everything else, you know, every kind of technology we've ever dealt with. So, yeah.
But, you know, one reality of today that I think people in the 1920s would have a little bit harder time believing is the amount that we are pushing ourselves in some cases, but especially doctors, to exercise. Because we have a much more sedentary lifestyle than they did then.
Absolutely.
So we do have to try to incorporate more exercise into our daily routines because we are more sedentary.
It's very true.
It's difficult because we have to work all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Traveling to other planets would be easy and common. They compared it to crossing the Atlantic Ocean in 1924. Just a quick trip to Mars. Hey, let's see what the red planet's looking like this time of year.
Right.
Oddly, very orange.
Yes.
Very, very orange. It's very weird. I didn't see that coming.
Of course, they had no idea of knowing then that none of the other planets were habitable, of course, by humans. You know, we can't. To be fair to them.
And number four in the list, flying clothing. Flying clothing. Someone predicted we'd all basically wear suits that made us fly everywhere. Jetpacks do exist now, but they are not common, and they are not safe.
And they don't, like, fold up and fit in our drawers.
Yeah. We have made it to the moon and back many, many times. We have gotten deeper into our oceans than we ever thought possible. We still can't figure jetpacks out. We have got no clue on jetpacks.
The whole flying thing, unless it's with jet engines, we're still pretty primitive on, you know. That was like the last big leap in flying was the jet engine. But now it's like, no flying cars, no jetpacks.
No levitating suits.
No anti-gravity, nothing like
Come
that.
Come on, I want a rug. I want to fly on a rug like Jasmine.
Yeah, yeah. That seems like the gig right there.
Open a whole new world for you.
Yep.
How did they not fall off more? How did they?
That's a great question.
Ruggy was very good at keeping them on.
Ruggy?
It's part of his magic.
Ruggy?
Ruggy was his name?
I don't know. I've never heard it referred to as Ruggy.
No, that's his name now. I don't know. They should have named the rug, though. They should have. Flying clothing sounds hilarious to me. Because human beings, we are not always. How many times do you leave the lights on in the room? Like, how many times do you forget to turn something off? Like,
yeah, kids.
I love the idea of like trying to like wash your clothes and like, oh no, I forgot to turn it off, and it's flying all over the place.
Well, that was the thing is, okay, so it's clothes that you fly in. I was like, the first when you mentioned it, I was like, oh, you mean clothes that fly to you?
Oh,
and get put you on, you know, like put themselves on,
sure,
you kind of thing.
Sure, yes.
And the only person I know who does that is Iron Man. So, I mean, that's
Cinderella.
It. Yeah.
Oh, and Cinderella.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But birds help with that.
The animals help, yeah.
Concerts would be happening remotely.
Actually, this one almost is true.
Yeah.
We're almost there, yeah.
They predicted that bands wouldn't have to tour if they didn't want to. Their live performances could reach people right at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty close. Yeah.
One for 5,000.
Not bad.
Hey, not bad.
You're no Nostradamus, but you know what? Okay.
Even Nostradamus wasn't Nostradamus.
No, he wasn't.
Okay, you know, that's a funny thing about
that. That's good.
We'd run out of diamonds. Jewelers thought that there wouldn't be any left, and we'd be making synthetic gems out of sugar. We haven't run out of one yet, but synthetic diamonds are a big
business.
They
do exist, yeah.
So mm-hmm. to be fair,
are they made out of sugar though? That's an interesting one. I don't know.
No, they're not made out of sugar.
Okay.
And somebody perpetuated this because they wanted to continue to make bank on diamonds. Do you know what diamonds are actually worth? Nothing.
Exactly.
Diamonds are worth nothing.
Yep.
They are produced with child labor and terrible, awful, awful things.
They're the most overrated stone by far, and I personally would never buy a diamond for somebody. I have one that my Nana had. I have her wedding ring that she gave me.
Right.
And I have that, and it's one of my most prized possessions. That I would, if I were to get engaged, I would use that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't buy a ring, though.
Right.
I wouldn't buy a diamond. And if I was going to buy a ring, it would not be a diamond. I refuse to add to that. It's not worth it. Not worth my conscience. Not worth my money or my time. I'm with you 100% on this, Melissa. New York City would have 30 million people and Canada would have 100 million. The real number is around 8 million in New York and around 40 million in Canada.
Those Canadians just didn't do a very good job. I mean, you know, they should be up to 100. Yeah. Where are your 100 million people? No.
Not working hard enough up there, Canada. I actually don't think that's that big of a far-fetched, thought.
Boy, 30 million people in New York. How would they live? Would you put them all? You can only build so tall of buildings, man.
You think it's tough to get an apartment in New York now?
Yes.
Like, imagine that. Yeah. Jazz would be lumped in with classical music. A Russian violinist said in 1924 to convince people jazz wasn't a, quote, destructive force in the world, they would attach it to classical music.
To a certain extent, that's true. I think there's some connection there. They're pretty much basically their own stuff. But I think
just from the era that they come from,
right,
where we are now.
Yeah, and I think they both have the same kind of cultural, cash at this time, at this point. You know, they're not necessarily the popular music, but it's still enjoyed and played by many people. So
That music is doing nothing but riling up the Utes. And making them want to do things, absurd things and bad things and all that. I can't believe that this darn music. And I could be talking about jazz. I could be talking about rock and roll. I could be talking about country.
Think about the music today.
Yes, that's right.
In the music today, yeah.
The kids today and their rock and roll music, I'm telling you.
Auto-tune. Sorry. Auto-tune is ruining music.
Hey, we've been doing this a long time. Men would stop wearing corsets.
What?
Girdles and corsets were somewhat common for men in 1924.
That's true.
Not anymore, but we do have compression shirts.
That's true. I always thought that's what vests were for. Keep your fat in there, But
well,
anyway.
That one came true.
Yeah, that one,
Men just let it all hang out now.
Yeah. There's nowhere.
Sadly.
No one is dying over here.
That's so good. That was worth it alone.
That was worth it.
I love the idea of men in corsets. I did not know this. I'll be honest. I did not know men used to wear corsets.
The girdle thing is funny.
The girdle just I knew, yeah.
Just because girdle is a funny word.
It is.
Girdle is a funny word, okay?
Well, we've come a long way with fashion in some aspects. We realize that cinching parts of our body in really tight is kind of bad.
Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Really isn't.
Before we get to our final one, let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about technology. I'm going to be 80 this year. We didn't have our first TV until I was 10. And Walmart wasn't around yet until after I graduated from high school. So
Wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting to think of, you know, the different time, different place. And it sounds, it's starting to sound nice to me, sir. Like, it actually sounds, you know, some of that sounds pretty good so far to me.
It does, right?
No computers, of course.
Yeah.
We would sit around in the kitchen watching the radio play, I forgot what the name of that program was, but we watched, we would stare at the radio like it was a TV.
Right, yeah.
Listening to it.
Did you ever imagine that you could see a picture of it?
Not Twilight Zone, it was before that, so I forgot. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, there was more technology since I was born than any generation before us or after.
That's a really strong
point. It really seems that way, yeah.
Thank you for the call, sir. Have a great day. Appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was great.
That was really noteworthy, especially what he said there at the end there.
Staring at the radio.
I love that.
I love it.
And speaking of radios, people would think radios were silly and old school. Quote, the radio set that so amazed you for the first time you listened in will excite laughter among Americans in 2024. They didn't think radios would go away, just that no one would find the technology all that amazing anymore.
I disagree.
I mean,
radio is old school, but
it is
still relevant.
Yeah.
I disagree with this, but I also agree in to a sense. We have normalized radio waves.
True.
We have normalized that there's these invisible things carrying all this around right now, that you're hearing Seth, Melissa, and I through invisible radio waves that are just bopping around all over. Like, we've just normalized this.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing, what you just said. It's like, oh my gosh.
Think about it. It's fascinating.
It's
incredible. Yeah. It's one of the most incredible things you'll ever hear.
How do we grab and like I'm going to grab these invisible rays and you will be able to hear sound. I mean, that's an insane idea, but that's what it is.
They couldn't have foreseen a lot of the tech things that were going to happen.
Oh, no.
And I don't think anybody, no matter how much you loved radio or believed in it, could have seen the way that radio could adapt to those things. Mm. Radio fits perfectly with the modern podcast, with a modern audio world. Our world has gone much more audio, has gone much more, 100%. The visual's cool, but I want the audio first. Mm-hmm. I need that audio end of things. And that's radio's home, baby. That's where we live. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool to see. So I agree with the idea that radio might not seem that impressive to people because we've gotten so far with tech.
All these other things, yeah.
That we have normalized invisible radio waves just flowing around.
Everywhere,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's really neat, yeah.
And I think it's also a chance for us to kind of, we don't do this a lot. We even with this article alone, we've made some fun and everything. But let's give a credit to humanity. Let's give a credit to how far we have come with technology and how far we have come as a world. Not only that we're still here and that some of these things aren't happening that they predicted, but that... all these inventions, all these creations, all these different things that we have done, how far they've gone.
And it's amazing.
Sometimes humans are amazing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And men are not wearing girdles. All right, that's a big note for me out of that article.
Enough of the girls.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning at WFHR.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you ever jumped in an ice-cold lake for a good cause? It's Polar Plunge fundraising time for Special Olympics Wisconsin. 8 locations with the first February 3rd in Wisconsin Rapids. It helps support the Special Olympics Winter Games in Wausau the following weekend.
Our winter state games include the sports of cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, snowboarding, and snowshoeing.
Ashley Hansen is with Special Olympics and says the plunge also supports fair health care for their athletes.
Offering the training to medical staff is really important to make sure that people with intellectual disabilities are receiving the same care that you or I would.
Find information for the plunge, winter games, and more at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough, just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and mild today as high temperatures hover around the freezing mark. With the warmth over the current snowpack, fog may be thick at times and returns again tonight. Chances of freezing drizzle roll in overnight and flip to regular rain by tomorrow afternoon. Right now, it's 30.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. Fun stuff lined up for you. Got some local good stories of the day we want to touch on. Mm-hmm. And we'll have some fun with that. I'm just going to put this out there. Is this a That Ain't Right story or not? I'm not saying it is. Is it or not?
Okay.
And I have been on these airwaves many times and talked a bit of trash about PETA. If you've also heard me, you've heard that not many people love animals like I do. In part because of not having a lot of experience with them growing up and everything, and I think I'm making up for lost time in some ways. I love animals, and I'm a big supporter of animals. I think PETA is a big supporter of PETA. I think PETA does some things that I have not agreed with, like comparing the Holocaust to animals and things like that. Yeah. They lose me on these things.
A little tone deaf there.
Yeah, yeah. But the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals is already raising a stink about us using real groundhogs to pretend predicting what the weather. They are again calling for Punxsutawney Phil to be retired, and now they're offering to replace him with a giant gold coin.
Huh?
A giant gold coin, which would be flipped with one side calling for six more weeks of winter and early spring on the other. It's unclear if the coin actually exists yet, but it's one of it's one PETA image. It looks bigger than Phil, maybe a couple feet in diameter. Mm. So why a coin? Well, Punxsutawney Phil has been making predictions since 1886, and he's only been about 39% right. So they argue that we'd be better off with a coin. PETA says groundhogs can't make heads or tails of weather forecasts and shouldn't be jolted around by a large members of a different species and thrust in front of noisy crowds. Also, we'd need a new name for Groundhog Day, and PETA suggests like weather. There'll be more winter days. Weather was being spelled weather.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
So yeah,
that's so clever.
Yeah. So. This is, and they've got an image to go along with it. They have a guy in a tux named Phil standing next to the coin, and the coin and all that.
It is pretty big. I gotta say, the coin is large. Coin. Yeah.
I don't argue with them on the idea of us doing things to animals that they don't know what's going on and could be unhealthy for the animals. Mm-hmm. We have seen in years past that sometimes the groundhog has bitten the person picking them up, mm-hmm. and yeah. that would be yeah. safer for people too. And so I don't, that part I have no issue with, mm-hmm. and I would like to see some more work being done on that. I think that there's a lot of things that we could do to have fun with this still, keep the tradition going without actually using a real animal. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of options, and there's other sure. ideas out there that have been thrown around before.
We need a robot.
I think that's an idea. I think that's an okay idea.
A robot groundhog.
A robot groundhog.
But they are so tone deaf in the way that they talk down to people and judge people. It reminds me of the person like when like back in the day that goes and whatever the new, like the keto diet or veganism or something like that, and they think of it as a trend and they just jump on it and they can't wait to tell you about it.
Oh yeah,
they just got it, and they every time you talk to them, that's all they're talking about, and they're talking down to you about it. Will I do that? Will I do? Will I? Okay, yeah. Yeah, all right, enough. Like, are you just going to talk to me or are you going to talk down to me? And that's all PETA does is talk down to people.
Which is why they get a lot of people, turn off a lot of people because of that. Yeah. It's very true. I mean, I get partially why they do it. You know, they're trying to you know, be edgy, you know, that kind of thing, and throw this stuff out there. And they know it'll get them, you know, press and all that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, that's why they do it. But at the same time, you're right. They have this like holier than thou attitude, which is very off-putting for many, many people.
You're not going to get people to join your group by demeaning them.
No.
You're not going to guilt people into things either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. our parents can do that. Our mothers can. That's end of list. Like, well, maybe your significant other. But that's about the end of the list as far as guilting you into things. If anything, it pushes people the other direction. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is pay attention to politics to see that.
Yeah, right. Right. 100%.
Or talk to a teenager.
Right.
Like, I mean, you know, that it makes it like perfect sense. And the thing that bothers me so much about this is they could be doing really good work.
Mm-hmm.
Animals do deserve a voice. Animals do deserve an organization to look out for them.
Right.
And that's where I lean on our humane societies.
Right. Humane societies. And I would even say, think about like hunting organizations. You know, like these are, yes, they hunt animals, but they don't want the animals to go away. They want the space for the animals. They still have basically, in a lot of ways, they have the same goal as PETA does, but they're never going to support PETA because PETA thinks they're evil people because they hunt. Yeah. It's like, what?
And they want ethical hunting too. So
exactly, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of work that could be done on this as far as not only PETA but the groundhog thing, and mm-hmm. we'll see what happens with it.
And seriously, if we lost Groundhog's Day, who would really, really be sad?
Yeah,
it's not like it's a huge holiday. It's just a thing.
The governor of New York? Is that where it happened?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
It's in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
That's okay. My first thought was somewhere. My first thought was tourism.
I guess.
In all honesty, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I say the same thing about coal mining or any of these other things. If society has spoken. And if we're not using them anymore, you got to pick up a new thing.
Let's figure something else out. Yep.
We don't have to keep doing the same old things all the time just because, that's what we always do.
What we've always have done. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've said this before. Like, I got into radio at a time when people told me that there was no future in this. And I understood that. And I had backup plans. I had other ideas. I had other ways I was going to take my career. Thankfully, radio ain't going anywhere.
Nope.
And I'm very proud of that. But if it did... Okay, society has spoken. I don't like it, but it ain't about me. It's not just about you. You live in this world with billions and billions and billions of other people.
You got to find a way to get along. Make it work.
And got to find a way to make it work.
Yep.
I don't want to get along with you guys.
Yeah, that's different. I'm not even asking everybody to get along. I'm just saying tolerate each other.
Get along with me, I'll never talk to you again.
Oh, that's good.
And thus...
Wait a minute.
A little pocket look at American politics right there. We need some good stories of the day. We need palate cleansers. Let's go ahead and take a look at our schedule. We got a great midday magazine lined up for you today. Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plim will be joining us. He's going to bring in our Wood County Register of Deeds, Tiffany Ringer. We're going to talk a little bit about home deed theft and some other things with Tiffany.
Interesting.
Looking forward to meeting her and her joining us. And in part two, we hang out with our friends at the ODC. Anna Lipek going to be with us, and possibly some friends. Looking forward to that.
Nice.
That'll be fun. And coming up a little bit later today on your radio dial, we've got good stuff right here at 6:30. Milwaukee Bucks hosting Cleveland. Has anything happened with the Bucks recently? Is any
know.
News on the Bucks?
At the game last night, Michael Comer was very staunchly advocating Randy Paul being the new coach of the Bucks.
I like it.
So maybe Randy will be showing up there on the bench. You never know.
I like it, but I don't like the idea of losing Randy as an announcer.
No, we can't lose Randy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Randy. You can't take that job. And Doc Rivers may already have it.
That's true.
That too. At 6:30, tip-off for our pregame, Milwaukee Bucks hosting Cleveland. That's going to be a good one, and especially as you are changing the boat's captain in the middle of the voyage
midstream
here.
Right now.
It's going to be very interesting to see how that develops, how that goes. And Seth, it is a Wednesday. We know what that means.
It's bingo night over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go have some fun and support our good friends over at the Elks Lodge and all the great things they do.
And MJ the Illusion is a one-of-a-kind music concert that will take you on a journey through the music performances and visuals of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. It is going on tonight. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night,
Michael Knight will be in town to perform and portray Michael Jackson, as us, our good friend Phil was talking about earlier. Michael has worked with Travis Payne, who was one of Michael's choreographers. Wow. He's also worked with Seth Riggs, a vocal coach to work with Michael Jackson. Everything just to give you a true performance, as close as you can get to Michael Jackson.
It's a true tribute to Michael Jackson. Yep.
Tickets are on sale right now. You can get them at savorthearts.com. That's savorthearts.com. Or stop on by the Performing Arts Center at 1801 16th Street South. Tickets are on sale there as well. You can give them a call at 424-2787, 424-2787. And you can call up right now and get a pair of tickets.
Woo!
424-2600. Get yourself a pair of tickets to MJ the Illusion. It's going to be a great show. Be sure to check this out. All you got to do is tell us your favorite Michael Jackson song or one of your favorite Michael Jacksons.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Maybe you can't pick, so go ahead and give us one of them. There's a bunch of great songs you can choose from. Go ahead, call up, join us, and pick those songs.
Yes.
Otherwise, wishing you all a great day. And Melissa, enjoy your break. It's not long enough. You deserve longer. We hope you have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, we'll somehow make it without you.
That's so sweet.
We'll talk to you all sooner than later right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.